I thought I told you to knock before you come in here.
I didn't want to wake you.
Are you just coming in from a date?
No.
What time is it?
6:55.
Well, I'm supposed to sleep until 7:00.
I don't want to be late. It's the first day of school.
First day of school. All right. Let's get a move on.
I'm already dressed.
No, no, no. Let's put on something that's more understated. All right, dear?
But I want to wear this.
No, no. You look like a fortune teller. You don't want to dress like this. We'll save this later for when you go to the prom. All right? You like that? Huh? Okay. And put on something in your room. Take off all the jewelry. Put on something without lace. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Claire. 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 Claire, Claire, it's the first day of school.
It's the first day of school?
First day of school.
We get the house back.
We made it through the summer. And now all we have to do is get him out of the house. And if you and I are good about it, we can get him out in 10 minutes.
Come on.
Right.
These are our children now, Cliff. We can't just chase them out of the house. We got to give them breakfast first.
Hey, we fed them all summer, didn't we? Now, come on, I tell you what. I will fix breakfast. You get them dressed.
No, no, I will fix breakfast and you get them dressed.
No, 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 dear. I am going to fix the breakfast and you get them dressed. I know why you want to change it around, because you know how difficult it is to get a child up on the first day of school.
Cliff, it's your turn. See, I got him up on the last day of school.
The last day of school? All you did was you went out into the hallway and you said, last day of school, and children next door were jumping out the window. Denise?
Mm-hmm.
Are you up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving this door until I hear you say something I can understand.
I'm up.
You lie. Now consider this your first warning.
Come on, Dad. I'm tired.
Denise? Uh-huh. You're not in that room with somebody, are you? Vanessa?
I'm up.
Prove it to me.
Come in.
All right. Well, now look at who looks so beautiful here.
Thank you. I've been up since 5.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't worry about that. Somewhere along the school year, you'll make up for it.
Daddy.
Yes, dear.
Dress.
Looking good.
Dad, do you know for every class in junior high, you have to go to a different room?
Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry about that, because if you get lost, you can just ask somebody.
Daddy.
Yes, dear.
How's this?
Just lovely. Keep it moving.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous.
Well, first day of anything, people are nervous. Don't worry about it.
Dad.
There you go. Denise, it's your father.
Hi, Daddy.
Who's in here?
I don't know.
Nobody's in there. Can you remember if you've already used it or if you're waiting to use it?
I'm waiting to use it.
Oh, good. Then it's your turn. That's all right. Then, dear, you better wake up, because if you make a mistake in there, you could drown. And now into a room where clothes come to die.
Hi, It's alive! It's alive! Master, the monster's alive!
Son, come on! We gotta get up now. School! First day of school! Here we go! And hit it! All right, I'm gonna count to three, and if you're not up, I'm pulling the covers off. One, two, three! Ah! There he is. He's getting up. He's crawling down. Stop! No, it's settling forward, ladies and gentlemen. One of the better crawlers of our time, and the covers are coming. There he is. The sun is up! Up! Come on now. You gotta get up, son. First day of school.
10 minutes, Dad.
Are you begging?
5 minutes.
No, son. Come on now.
Four. Three.
Is this an auction? No, now, son. Come on. You have to get up.
Come on, Dad. I'm just coming off vacation.
Right. Vacation? I think you don't understand. A vacation, son, is something you get when you have a job. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you didn't work hard this summer, because you did work hard. I've never seen anyone work harder at begging. Begging for money for pizza, begging to stay up late to chase little girls who didn't love you. Son, I'm telling you now, you get a chance to rest now. You're going to start school. Learning, the mind, education. Aren't you excited?
I'm excited.
No, no, get excited, my boy. Come on, excited.
Excited.
Say you're excited.
I'm excited.
Let me see you get excited.
I'm excited.
Stand up.
Yes, I'm
all
excited.
Right. All right,
I'm excited.
My boy.
Yes.
Hey.
I'm excited.
Now, you're excited. Good.
Excited.
You're going to be a pretty first grader.
Thank you. I wrote my name.
Rudy Huxtable. Did anybody help you with this?
No.
Honey, this is very good. Do you know I was married to your father for years before I could spell Huxtable? What do you want for breakfast?
Cereal.
Cereal what?
Cereal and bananas.
Cereal, bananas, what?
Cereal, bananas, and milk.
Cereal, bananas, milk. What?
In a bowl.
Cereal, bananas, milk in a bowl. What?
Cereal. Please.
You got it. What kind of sandwich do you want in your lunch?
I made it already.
Well, you've had a busy day. You got up, dressed yourself, wrote your name, made your lunch.
I didn't make it today.
Well, when did you make it?
You bought me the lunchbox.
Rudy, that was 2 weeks ago. What did you make?
Tuna fish.
Well, how's it going?
Well, Rudy has made her own lunch.
Well, that's wonderful. Man!
Huh? Tuna fish.
Whoa. Well, the thing is bubbling. Did you put salsa in it?
She made it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, don't move, dear. Don't move, Jack. We've got to get rid of this boy. Oh, man.
Now, listen, Rudy. The next time you make a tuna fish sandwich, you eat it the day you put it in this lunchbox, or else it could spoil and you could get very sick.
And don't worry about a thing, because Dad's gonna make you a brand new sandwich.
Mwah! I'll eat it right away.
Well, that's all right, honey. You could wait until lunchtime.
Morning, Mom.
Well, good morning, Vanessa.
She was in front of the mirror forever.
I was not.
I think it's boys.
It's not.
I think that Vanessa's correct. Has nothing at all to do with boys.
I agree with you. I think it has to do with wanting to look good for the teachers.
Right. And if boys happen to notice, I can't help it.
Okay. Breakfast can start now. The senior has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a whole year of this.
Hey, this happens to be a very important day for me. Not only am I a senior, but it's the first time in high school without my braces on.
You think anyone will notice?
They better. I really think my social life suffered when Mom and Dad made me get them on.
Oh, we made you get the braces?
Yeah.
Getting braces for you was not a form of punishment. If we hadn't, your mother and I would now have a bigger house. And you would have teeth growing out of your ears.
Morning.
How you doing? Son?
Yeah, Dad.
Is that the shirt that we bought?
Yeah.
Well, didn't it have sleeves when we bought it?
Oh, yeah, they're upstairs.
Well, the sleeves didn't want to come down this morning?
See, Dad, I cut them off. This is how everybody's wearing it this year.
Son, when we went to the store, you picked that shirt up, and you said, Dad, I gotta have this shirt for the first day of school. And I looked at the price of it, and I said, this is very expensive for a sweatshirt. And then I looked at those brown eyes of yours, and I said, well, my son wants it, and I'll buy it for him. Now, if fashion dictates that you cut those sleeves off, make some alterations, that's fine with me. But somehow, somewhere in this lifetime, you're going to wear those sleeves. Goodbye.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye. Have a good time. Bye. Well, take care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'll be right there, Rudy.
Okay.
Cliff,
yeah.
As soon as I drop Rudy off,
yeah.
I'm coming right back here.
For?
Well, I'm going to pick up a little French pastry and a little cappuccino, and we're going to have a first day of school celebration.
No, no, we can't do that, dear, because I have a new patient first thing this morning.
Oh, Mrs. Ogawa?
How'd you know?
Because I am Mrs. Ogawa.
Denise?
Yeah.
I'm down in my office, and there's about 40 girls in a 68 Valiant honking the horn.
I know.
Yeah.
They're for me. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Well, have a good time.
And?
And what?
Come on, Daddy. Whenever I go out, you always say, where are you going? And don't do anything stupid.
Well, you're a senior in high school. You're a very mature person now, and I know that you can handle your responsibilities. So there's no need to say that.
So, hey, this is kind of a historic moment for me, huh?
Mm-hmm. And me.
Why?
Because you didn't ask for any money.
Actually, I could use $5.
So where are you going? And don't do anything stupid.
Oh.
Okay.
Dad, there's a car full of girls out there honking at me.
For me.
Oh.
So, how was the first day of school?
I'd like to say it was fine, but it was a nightmare.
I know. You went to school today, and all the kids had sleeves on their sweatshirts.
No, Dad. You see, all summer, I've been worried about something. And today, it happened.
What?
I got Miss Westlake for math.
You didn't want Miss Westlake?
No. She's the worst teacher in the school. All the kids hate her.
You're kidding. What makes her so bad?
Well, first of all, she loves to call on kids who don't have their hands up.
You mean to tell me that this woman thinks just because this is her class, she can call on any kid, whether they raise their hand or not?
Yes. And if the bell rings and she's in the middle of something, she makes the whole class stay till she's finished.
You're kidding. You mean to tell me that class is over and because she hasn't finished her statement, you have to stay and listen to her?
Yes.
Why do you think they keep this woman around?
I bet you she's got something on the principal.
Did she give you any homework?
Dad, it's unbelievable. It's only the first day, and she gave us a ton.
Well, this could cut into your leisure time.
I know.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to do something drastic.
What?
I'm going to call the school tomorrow and ask if I can talk to this Miss Westlake.
And what are you going to tell her?
I'm going to ask her if she will adopt you.
Oh, look who's here. And how was our first day in first grade?
Fine.
And how did the lunchbox go over?
Fine.
And how was your teacher?
She's fine.
And what is her name? And don't tell me Mrs. Fine.
Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
She said you had to fill this out.
I have to fill this out. You go to school and I get the homework? Now, what is this?
It's in case of an emergency.
Well, what's an emergency?
Because the teacher has to call you or mommy if I get sick or hurt.
I see. That's right.
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go back.
You don't? Why?
I hate it.
Oh, come here now. Tell me. Why do you hate it?
This boy James called me a name.
Really? What did he call you?
Rudy Huckleberry.
Well, when he said your name, how did he say it? Did he say it nice like, hello, Rudy Huckleberry? Or did he say, you ain't nothing but a Rudy Huckleberry?
He said, Rudy Huckleberry, Rudy Huckleberry.
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about there, you see, because there are some kids who like to just go around making up names for people, you see. So he looked you over and he couldn't find anything wrong with you. Now, had you a pair of ears sort of like this, then he might have said to you, hello, trophy head. You know what I mean? But he couldn't find anything wrong with you, so all he could come up with was Rudy Huckleberry, Rudy Huckleberry. That happened to me all the time when I was a kid.
Did they make fun of your nose?
No, that didn't happen until much later. So, come on now. We're going to fill this card out. Emergency parents' name.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Huckleberry.
No.
Betty!
Why are you yelling? Now, why don't you just go find the child? She's in the house somewhere.
Denise! Mom, have you seen Denise?
She's in the kitchen.
Denise!
Necessary to yell. Why don't you just walk in the kitchen and talk to her?
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mom.
You, with the face. Come here. Now, what is your problem?
Nothing.
Why are you yelling?
I'm trying to find Theo.
He just went into the kitchen. Don't you scream. Now, you just walk in there quietly and talk to him.
Vanessa! What? I found Rudy! Now, she had my hairbrush!
I told you, don't yell in this house! The next person who yells in this house is going to get.
Claire. Claire!
What do you want?
What is the matter?
Noise. There has been nothing but noise in this house all night. Cliff, this is what's wrong with schools. These kids go to school and they hold it all in till they come home.
You can't have it!
Yes, I can!
No, it's my hairbrush!
No, it's mine!
No! Yes,
I
can't! No!
It's just the noise of autumn, dear. Children in school all day, so you just have to learn how to speak their language, that's all.
Give it back! Give it back!
Yeah, it's mine!
You see? You just have to know how to talk their language. Claire!
Yes!
How are you?
I'm fine! How are you?
I'm fine!
Where are you?
I'm in the living room!
Me too!
You're kidding!
Yeah.
Would you like something to eat?
Oh, yes!
You want to go in the kitchen?
Yes!
I'll follow you!
Okay!
What do you want to eat?
I don't know!
All right, well, how have you been, son? Your sleeves are missing. Where are you? Are you in the living room?
I'm in the living room.
All right, I'm so happy!
What's wrong with them?
Oh, not another Vanessa call. Vanessa's residence? No, she cannot come to the phone now because it is now 10:01. And she cannot have any calls past 10 o'clock. No, I cannot take a message. I am her father. I'm a doctor. I graduated from medical school. All right? Thank you for calling. This is a live voice. I'm telling you, this child is coming down with it.
What?
She's got all the signs of being a teenager.
Well, Sandra went through it first, and now Theo and Denise are in the middle of it, and look, I don't know if this house can take another teenager.
Well, you know, the problem I think we got is that we had the children too close together.
Yeah?
We should have had them 20 years apart.
But then I'd have been 108 by the time we had Rudy, and last thing I want to do when I get to be 100 is change somebody's diaper.
Yeah, but I think by that time, dear, they're going to be self-cleaning. I'm just going to turn the light out.
Well, that's okay. I can turn the light out.
Well, what happened to Mrs. Ogawa?
Oh, she went home.